All right, we're gonna talk a little Christmas. We got some other stuff to talk about. Joining me in the studio, Stacy Ryan via the phone, Troy Raper, orchestra guest conductor. Good morning, Troy. How are you? No, well, hold on a second. Are you there? Can we hear you?
I am here.
There
okay.
He
is. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it was kind of breaking up a little bit. I think it was too much Christmas music. Got a
sleigh bell.
Yeah, the sleigh bells were killing everybody there. All right, so great weekend in store for us. Christmas by candlelight. It is going to be happening at the Montrose Pavilion December 3rd, which is a 7:30 show. That is Saturday night, and then Sunday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And we've been giving away some of those free tickets to check out that great show. And I've got a couple more that I could give away here as well. So, yeah, we'll do that. Stacy Ryan, good morning to you. Let's talk with you first. Thank you for coming in on this snowy day.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's very nice of you. So tell us about this weekend. Very, very cool event. It is your annual Christmas jam, your party, your get-together.
Yeah, so the Valley Symphony Association, we've had Christmas by candlelight, I think, coming up on 15 years. And what we do is we share the stage. The orchestra and the chorus both are on the stage together. And so over 100 musicians up there, from teenagers to octogenarians. Yes, I can say that.
Did you say oxygenarians?
Oxygenarians, yeah, maybe so. However it works.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a great crowd, a great bunch of people.
And yeah, so Saturday, it's 7:30, this Saturday, December 3rd, at the Pavilion, immediately following the Montrose Parade of Lights. So if you can do both. You can go to the Parade of Lights at 5:30 and then head over to the Pavilion and come see us. And then Sunday, we do our matinee at 3.
And they can how can they grab those tickets? We'll talk more, but let's talk about that now, too.
ValleySymphony.net.
Okay.
They could also go to Cimarron Wealth Management on Niagara. They can go to Colorado Smiles on, you're going to test my memory of the addresses as I frantically look.
No, you don't have to give the address. I figure you just give the name, people will Google it. That's right. The world we live in, right?
Absolutely. And so Colorado Smiles and Cimarron Wealth Management here in Montrose and Delta at clubs. And the day of at the door, and ValleySymphony.net.
Okay. Very cool. So looking forward to that show. We've got Troy standing by. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning.
So tell us, we had you on about a month ago. You were a musician educator. You began your teaching career back in 1988, right?
88, 89, yeah, about there.
All right. So tell us a little about you. By the way, I talked to you off the air, and also Stacy, but I'm bragging on Troy's beard. I like his beard. I think he's inspired me to grow mine a little bit longer.
Yep.
So nice job. So tell us a little about yourself, Troy.
Well, I'm a bass player by trade. I've been playing bass for a gazillion years. And been conducting high school, middle school, honor groups, and orchestra region for years. I just love working with people who want to make music. And I think we sometimes forget in the professional music world that it's really supposed to be fun. And if you're not having a good time, it takes so much away from what we're doing. So I just enjoy the process. And the rehearsals are really where it's at. When you're having fun and learning something new along the way, I think that's a big part of it.
I was watching, I spent a lot of time watching music documentaries, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction this weekend. I spent a lot of time. I couldn't go anywhere. But one of the things that I really noticed is when they were talking about taking music out of the schools, and every time we think about it, music is being added into our life. Even on social media now, when you make posts, you can even have a theme. So, music makes you smile, and it's always great to go to these shows. And not only is the music fun, but these are your neighbors, man. These are the people that you see every day when you go into City Market or, just walk down Main Street. And it's kind of fun to see everybody get together and pull this off.
Well, so, that's such a huge opportunity here in this orchestra, is that you know, you're not talking about people that are, you know, hired in from various professional groups and whatever. This is people who are playing music because they used to play, want to keep playing, want to get better, want to keep on their instrument and doing what they're doing and singing and with the chorus. I'm going down to work with the chorus in rehearsal tonight, and that's going to be fun to sort of get into that process and see how everybody's doing. But it's people in your community and people doing what they love and enjoying the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, there's such a powerful connection between music and memories. And as you obviously know, all know that, but just to point that out, and you know, coming to a concert like this is a way to, you know, give meaningful experiences instead of stuff. You know, you can come to the concert, create a memory, you know, and multi-generational memories. And what we do, again, our vision statement is bringing classical music to life. And that's obviously there are a lot of different layers to that statement. But so many people connect with the Christmas music.
Yeah.
And then we can infuse it with, you know, the different kinds of music that we've got, the spiritual side, we have the classics, we have movie music and all that. And Troy, feel free to jump in.
No, I was going to say, go ahead, Troy.
Yeah, part of this concert specifically is just that connection to all those memories and sort of honoring the historical relevance of everything we do. I mean, we're doing everything from early Bach to a modern take on Take Five by Brubeck with Carol of the Bells, and it's everything in between. And it's just such a fantastic way to sort of connect with family and friends and all those memories that are associated with this time of year. I think it's just magical.
One of my first girlfriends. One of my first true loves, she would always tell me, I was always set on one type of music, and she goes, you gotta evolve, man, you gotta go out. And I started loving jazz because we would go to jazz clubs and just watch people come in and jam together and smile and have fun. So, you know, when people say, well, Christmas music or, you know, classical music, I don't like it. It's really more than that. And it really just, it's very connecting, loving. It's going to be a great weekend.
Well, and it's everywhere, you know, and the common joke is that most of us people in our middle-aged people or whatever, even probably still now, that one of the ways you are initially introduced to classical music is through cartoons and movies and TV and
right?
all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people know it. They just don't know that they know it.
Yeah, that's right.
You just don't know that you would love these concerts.
That's
so come
right.
on. Come
All
on.
Right. So
it's really exciting to see people playing music live that you hear on the radio.
Yes.
And those things that are so connected to the family road trip in 85 that we did, you know.
right.
It's just fun.
Well, and I also want to mention that our concert partner, our very first concert partner ever, way back when, was the Volunteers of America, and they have been very supportive, and they love supporting us. They tell me because, and I'm reporting now live because our missions, the VSA and the VOA, align in that we both seek to uplift and enrich lives.
Yeah.
And one of the many ways that we provide this is through the enjoyment of music. So that's just a little shout out to the VOA. Thank you, VOA, for always supporting Christmas by Candlelight for the last couple of years. And we love you.
All right. So this weekend, once again, Saturday at 7:30, December 3rd. That's going to be the Montrose Pavilion. And then Sunday, you come back and do an afternoon show at 3 o'clock. So a couple shows this weekend. And valleysymphony.net. to go get tickets. You mentioned a couple other places as well. I've got some free tickets if you would like to win those. 970-249-5800 on the Horsefly Classic. It's hotline. I still have a couple pairs left. So, let's do that. Looking forward to you guys this weekend.
Cool.
And you too, Troy.
Come out and check out the show.
All right. You're bringing the beard, right?
That and the mustache.
All right. Well, thank you guys so very much. Valley Symphony Orchestra.